Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show and your guest host, Tom Palsowitz, with my special guest, Chris Larson, State Senator Chris Larson. I do want to touch on, we did get a text from one of our listeners about the last segment, and they are opposed to what we were talking about. And I won't go into the details about what they said. But it part of it is, it's an understanding of what it really means and how do you break through the fear of what they think is going to happen if somebody goes to the wrong bathroom. But I won't touch on that subject anymore. Chris, another question for you. One of the things I've been thinking about is, what are the biggest issues statewide that you think can get tackled in this next legislative session? What are the biggest things statewide you think that can actually get some movement on? Of all the issues there are, there's a ton.
There's a lot. Yeah, no, there's a lot. I would say the biggest one that I think that we can change, and frankly, we need to change, is how we're funding public education in the state. It has been repeatedly cut over and over, and there was all kinds of excuses. Originally, it was cut under Doyle in 2009's budget when there was a huge $7 billion deficit that they were facing.
Right.
Walker came in, he cut it even more, $526 per pupil. That was per year, and that took years to be able to restore. And actually, if you account for inflation, we still haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
And if you account for the losses in between, we're about $3,000 behind per pupil. And even in the last budget, there was a minuscule increase, that didn't cover for all the years that we missed. So if I was going to say one specific, it would be the public education parity, specifically about making sure that public schools are getting the same amount of money for special education reimbursement that voucher schools are getting. Voucher schools get 90% of their costs if they add them up and send it in. They can actually get more than that, but that's an aside. It's on paper. They get 90%. Public schools, it was 31%. It was supposed to go up to 33%, but you know what? There's a report that just came out this week, Tom, and it's actually going to, and they patted themselves on the back. It went up.
Yes.
The bit, you know, it went up. Turns out, no, because they didn't put dollars in something called some certain. They put in a set amount. And so because more and more schools are drawing off of those funds, the number's actually going to drop, not from 31 that it was at, but down below 30. So, and that means every public school that's covering special education has to pull those dollars, 70%, from other areas of study. So they're shortchanging our kids. Property taxes are going up as a result. You've seen a explosion of referendums all over the place over this. You're going to continue to see that until the state steps in and fulfills their obligation to fund every child with a quality public education. And we've got the funds to do it, $4 billion surplus. And we're spending over $800 million annual on a second outside education system that's less accountable, the voucher system. So we have the money to be able to fund every child, make sure they have a quality education, and we don't have an excuse not to do it anymore.
Exactly. But Chris, what do you say to the people who criticize spending more money with, you know, if we're not getting results for the money we're already spending, why would we put more to it? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to fund education, you're funding ignorance, right? And this is like anything else. If you're saying, oh, this doesn't work, think of that in any other form of just logic. Oh, my car is not working right now. I guess I'm going to cut funding to it.
Yes.
Doesn't work.
Right.
Oh, the Packers, they're not able to, Packers are doing great, so I won't poo-poo them. But the Brewers are not able to have the lineup. You know, what's the saying is, Adonazio needs to loosen up his wallet and invest more. There's nobody who's saying like, well, we don't want to throw good money after bad. He should really teach those Brewers a lesson by paying them less.
Yes, we should cut salaries, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So why are our kids any different? I think it's a cop-out for folks who just don't want to fund other kids. I think that for the most part, people, when you have the conversation about what a community is and how a community should be taken care of, you want every child in that community to be taken care of, because you're going to interact with them on some level, whether that be at a grocery store, whether that be them making your food, whether that be somebody that you're going to work for someday. You want everyone to have a base level of civic understanding, of critical thinking skills, And the ability to be able to make good decisions throughout their life. It's part of a social contract in a state, and it's a minimum standard for what we should do. If you're not doing that, like, what, you know, can you really say you give a damn about your neighbor if you're not willing to make sure that their kids have a quality education?
Yeah, and that to me is the most interesting thing, right? Is if you're not unwilling to invest in education, where would you be willing to invest? And I think you hit on it, like the sheer number of referendums that came out, not just building referendums, operating referendums, you know, just to get enough money to keep the school open, you know, fix the air conditioning and the heating and all the other things that need fixing. You know, one of the
234, things, a record. There was a record. 234
record. Yep, and it's only going up. One of the things I saw, though, is Milwaukee County was able to, I think, take a step back and be able to advocate for the understanding that all counties were under fiscal pressure in order to get the sales tax passed. Is there some way to sort of bring every school district together to say, hey, we really need this funding? Because it doesn't seem like there's necessarily one voice right now. And maybe that's just me, but is there a way to get sort of a unified voice to say that we're at a critical juncture here and we need to do something different?
I think it's happening. Honestly, Tom, I think it's happening. You're right that everyone was kind of divided in their own fiefdoms, right? And you hear this saying from all the different school districts kind of in whispered, hushed tones that if we don't pass this referendum, then we're going to be less attractive as a place to raise a family, to attract people to live here, to attract businesses, et cetera. And I think people started to realize, wait a second, every school district is saying this because every school district is being underfunded, particularly the rural schools. And now there's danger of another school district closing that was announced today. And on top of that, like, the superintendent of public instruction, her name is Jill Underley. She finished one term. She's running for another term. And she is running on a bold agenda to be able to say we need to make sure that they get to 90% reimbursement because it helps rural schools. It helps urban schools. It helps suburban schools. And on top of that, it helps lower property taxes because otherwise people have to fund it on their own.
Yep. And all great points. I know we got to head out to another break. Chris, I know we talked a little bit about education. I want to talk a lot more about education. I also want to talk about some of the other things that might be able to happen, including marijuana legislation and legalization coming up. So keep on listening. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.